Hello, friends, and welcome to what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness. On the guitar, singing songs, playing their harmonica, raising up the lives of ordinary people across America is Larry Long, who's been doing this good work for 40 years. My name's Tom Thibodeau, and we've been friends for that long, joining the common good for a greater good. And today we'd like to have a little conversation about faith. Could you just have a little bit of faith? Wow, where that might take us.
St. Francis walked this earth and spoke. In pauper's rags he danced about. Brother peace and sister hope. Song of praise he did shout. Praise to you, brother, son. You give us day, you lend us light. Praise to you, brother fire. You keep us warm through the night. Praise to you, sister moon. Praise to you, brother wind. Sister water, sweet and pure. Praise to you, my dear friend. Praise to all that is to be. Praise to you, brother love, in times of injury. Keep the faith, my little one. Praise to you, sister joy, in the darkness of the night. Praise to you, sister death, may you have eternal life.
Larry and I have been friends for all these years, and during this time I've been teaching at Viterbo University, which is a Catholic Franciscan university, and we have this beautiful statue of the dancing Francis. And Larry saw that piece of statue, and he was inspired to write this beautiful song to honor St. Francis, who honors us all with the love of creation and one another. Truly a man of faith. But faith is an ordinary virtue that you and I experience all the time. People that we have faith in, the people that we trust in, the people who love us, and we learn to love them because we have faith in them. When I was growing up as a boy in Wisconsin Rapids, a magical, mystical place, we never went on vacations like other kids. My dad loved to coach, and he'd take the last 2 weeks of August off to coach football up at the high school. Analgesic, mold-resistant locker rooms, kids in spikes, sweat. That's what I remember about summer vacation, being with my dad. But there's this one summer when we were able to go up north to a cottage. A friend of his had given him his cottage for a long 4-day weekend and had a rowboat. And we get up to this cabin, and I'm the oldest of six, and my brother's just a year younger than myself. My dad said, boys, this is how you row a boat. Boy, we felt like we're growing up, and he allowed us to kind of go out a little bit, and we came back in. He showed us how to row. We went out fishing a couple of times, and boy, we thought that we were kind of moving into manhood. Our dad trusted us. Well, we went out one afternoon, and we're novices, and we weren't paying attention to how a storm was coming in. And we're out in the middle of the lake in a boat, and the wind started howling, and the waves started getting rough, and we're getting scared, and we're rowing, but we can't see the shore. Rain is coming in sheets. We're afraid. We're about ready to go over, under. Fear is gripping us, and then we hear a voice, strong, familiar. It was Dad. Boys, boys, sit together. Don't look around. Just listen to my voice. Row towards me. Pull with each other. Pull, pull, attaboy. Pull, pull, attaboy. Pull, 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 attaboy. You're just about there. Pull, pull, pull. The storm was in full force. We pulled with all of our might. We get up to the dock. My dad reaches in and grabs up my brother, Mark. He holds onto the boat with one hand, grabs me by my hand. I'm out. We tie up the boat and we run to the cabin. We're safe. We're secure. We're loved. I'm almost 70 now. And there are times I still feel like I'm out on that small boat in a storm. And there's my brother. Sit close together. Pull, pull, attaboy. You're not alone. We're on rough waters right now in America. Let's sit a little bit closer to each other. Put our hands on the oars. Pull, 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 attaboy. And have faith in the Father's voice who so loves us.
Current so swift, you can lay back and drift till the thunder starts pounding, till the weather it shifts. We thank you, Yahweh. Oh, where the blue heron sails, where the bald eagle soars above Turtle Island to nest on her shores, we thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. For these life-giving waters, we thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. Where the potter finds clay, where evening finds day, where time passes slowly, where time fades away, we thank you, Yahweh. For these life-giving waters, we thank you, Yahweh.
Isn't it amazing over the years, all the good people that we've met, all the people who have put our faith, they put their faith in us, and all those good people who put their faith in them as well, and a little disappointment we've had, certainly some heartache, a little bit of rejection along the way, but I found that if you trust people and trust in their goodness, that oftentimes that comes right back to you. But yet, it's a risk. It's a risk. It's always a little bit uncertain. 2 years ago on New Year's Eve, it was below zero. And all New Year's Eve and all New Year's Day, it's below zero. My wife and I are at home with each other. We didn't know the term quarantine then, but we were quarantined because of the cold weather. And then I finally remember what my dad would do when he was quarantined by cold. Let's go for a ride. So we got in the car and we drove downtown La Crosse and drove along the Mississippi. We're driving out of town and I didn't want to go out into the Highway 14. So I pulled around in a Walmart parking lot, was stopped at a stop sign and got rear-ended. My wife looked at me and said, "You got any more good ideas?" And I jump out of my car and there's an older guy. Oh, geez, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is like I got good insurance. He's just nervous and he's looking through his wallet and he can't find his insurance card. Finally, he looks at me and said, "Listen, I'm retired. I got plenty of money. I'll just pay for it. That way, we wouldn't have to call the police. Don't have to call insurance company. You go get an estimate tomorrow morning, and then I'll pay you." I said, "Okay." I said, "What's your name?" He gave me his name and his phone number. I said, "What's your name?" I gave my name, my phone number. "Oh, thanks, Tom. I'll call you tomorrow at noon." I said, "Okay." And we shake on it, and we're driving away. And my wife said, "You didn't call the police. You didn't take a picture." I said, "He's going to call me." "How do you know?" "I trust him. He told me he's going to call me." Next day, I go and I get an estimate, $900. I come home at noon, the phone rings. "Tom, I got your money. I said, it's $900. I got it. I'm in a Kmart parking lot. But I come to your house, but don't know where you live. I said, I'll be there. Get in my car. Drove down the Kmart parking lot. Gentleman jumps out of his van. Here it is. $900. Count it. Put an extra 50 in there. Take your wife out for supper. Jeez, I'm sorry for all the trouble I caused you. And I said, well, listen, accidents happen, particularly as we get older. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to be more careful. I shook his hand. I said, thank you very much. And he grabbed my wrist, and he said, no, sir, thank you. And tears puddled up in his eyes, rolled down his cheek, and he said, you trusted me. Do you know how rare that is? Secret sauce. Secret sauce to rebuilding America. Secret sauce to rebuilding our community. Secret sauce to a conspiracy of goodness. It's trust. Let's have a little faith in each other, in our goodness.
You know, I was on the road for quite a few years, and I was singing for family farmers, trying to get parity of fair wage. You know, after going on a 100-mile-long tractorcade to Washington, D.C. with farmers, I figured, you know, I was fighting for the right cause, but I had a hard time putting money in my wallet, you know, to get by. So I figured I'd go to Nashville, and I would try to peddle a few songs, you know, peddle a few songs. But when I got to Nashville, I ended up, you know, meeting some other wonderful songwriters and really good people, of course, and also got my job at minimum wage with Manpower Services, and found that everybody else in the factory was songwriters that were on their way to Nashville to try to figure out how to make a living. And then, sure enough, I saw this poster and about a friend of mine who was performing in a concert in Knoxville, Tennessee, named John McCutcheon, and I figured, why? I think I'll get out of Nashville and go to Knoxville, and I get to Knoxville, and then I hear about a place called Highlander Folk School, where Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks went, you know, before Mrs. Parks decided that she didn't want to, before she refused to move out of the bus. And while I was there, I heard about this project from the Agricultural Marketing Project out of Vanderbilt University, where they were organizing farmers markets in church parking lots. And I said, well, that sounds like a pretty interesting project. So I went knocking on the door of Vanderbilt University, and they told me the story of what they were doing. The next thing I knew, I wrote them a song called Food Fair. I sang them the song I wrote called Food Fair. And they said, we'd like to hire you to go to Columbia, Tennessee, and maybe you can organize one of these farmers markets in church parking lots. And I said, well, that's great. So off I went. After trying to get away from this farmer struggle, I was off organizing in church parking lots with local producers of fruits and vegetables around Murray County of this town called Columbia, Tennessee. And here I was, a Yankee in the South. The next town over was Pulaski, which is where the Ku Klux Klan got started by General Bedford Forrest. And I'm organizing black and white producers of vegetables and fruit. And I walk into a church to see if they'd be willing to let us have a food fair in their church parking lot, but it was a Presbyterian church, so they had to wait for the committee to meet, but the committee wasn't going to meet till the following 2 months later in the fall, so that didn't work out. Went into another church, and they looked at me like, where are you from? Then I walked into a Christian church. That was the denomination, Christian church, and there was a preacher there named Dr. Massey. I walked in with my guitar, and I said, you know, I'm here trying to organize farmers markets and church parking lots, and I've failed miserably at getting any church willing to open up their parking lot for me. He looked at me, he goes, do you play that thing? He looked at my guitar case, and I said, yeah, I sure do. And he says, I play the ukulele. And he goes, would you be willing to go with me and into senior citizens' homes and Meals and Wheels programs and play that guitar? And I said, I would love to. And he goes, in that case, the church parking lot is open to you. Little did I know, but the mayor of the town went to that church. Next thing I knew, he's calling up all the other churches. All the church parking lots open up. Pretty soon we had rotating farmers markets all throughout Columbia, Tennessee. And before I left that town, the mayor of the town gave me a key to the city to Columbia, Tennessee, for organizing those farmers markets. But it all came about because of Dr. Massey. And at the time I met him, I was down on my luck. But sure enough, by a power far greater than I, here came the spirit of a kind heart, Dr. Massey. Here's a song for him. Dr. Massey, he's a preacher. He has faith in the Lord. But for me, I've still got questions. When it comes to my soul, I don't know what I believe in. I don't know where I stand. When it comes to knowing Jesus, I don't know who I am. Dr. Massey, when I met him, I had no place to stay. He took the time, why, to help me. And this book to me he gave, and I've read through your Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you're there, Lord, please guide me through this night that has grown long, 'cause I've grown tired of my wandering like a child far from home to be found without direction, traveling through this world of woe. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. On behalf of Tom Thibodeau, a wonderful servant leader, great storyteller, and a dear friend, and I, we thank you for listening, and we thank you for all that you do.
And we trust that you've just joined a conspiracy of goodness. Till we see each other again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.